Welcome to the Hot Wife Podcast, where we dive into discussions about relationships, intimacy, and everything in between. Before we begin, we want to make it clear that the views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guests and should be taken as opinions, not professional or medical advice. Additionally, we remind all listeners that this podcast is intended for adults over the age of 18. Unauthorized rebroadcast of this show is strictly prohibited without the written permission of the owners of Hot Wife Podcast. Now, let's heat things up.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
And she's here with her wonderful husband.
I am. I'm so lucky.
No one else you'd rather be here with.
That's true.
Sure.
Because
they're not here.
Oh,
shut up. If there's somebody else here, it'd be a different story.
Don't be a wise guy.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Hey, so in the next, I'm going to say in the next week or two, we will start actually videotaping our podcast.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Oh, well, it takes away the whole sexual aspect. Just going to kill that.
Oh, right out. Boom. Especially how I look today.
Tonight?
This is a look.
It's pretty bad when I actually look better than you do.
Oh, that's easy to do.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I was.
Come on, you're hot wife, Donald.
Yeah, today I was hot wife painting and yard work. Yeah. So I got my big heavy boots on.
And her pasty white legs.
Pasty white legs. Hey, they will not be pasty.
The sun went in when she went inside. I don't know what the
hell. The glow was gone.
It's an overcast day, but it looks sunny. It was just the...
for my legs?
The legs.
Yeah, they are pretty pasty white. But it won't be long before they're tan again.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, in a couple of weeks, the pool opens up.
I know. I want to get down there.
And it'll be another few weeks before we can get into it.
Well, you got to have goals one step at a time.
I have to break the ice up on top. Anyway, hey, some news I showed you at dinner is something kind of proud of. There is a podcasting thing out there called
Good Pods. I don't. It's not a thing. It's a rating system.
I think it's something that they evaluates podcasts, I guess. I'm not real sure what they are. And they sent us an email. We, in the sexuality category on their site, are rated number 5.
Number 5. I was like, what?
Wow. We're number 5. We're number 5.
Hey, you know.
You know.
I'm happy for whatever we get. So
whoever makes that, thank you. For people who listen anyway, we always tell you thank you. We appreciate you guys listening. And don't know why, but we appreciate you. We don't know why you listen, but we appreciate you listen. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. You showed it to me. You said something about, just so you don't think I'm blowing smoke up your ass.
Well, you said so poetic. That, so.
I charge you extra for that.
No, I charge you extra.
Oh, I don't know about that. you just want to blow smoke up my ass.
No,
I'm just letting you do it.
Oh. Well, there's tonight's dessert. Jeez. Wow.
You'll be blowing smoke up my ass.
Well,
that's one thing I haven't tried.
I'm that gifted, huh? I get given the right to blow smoke up your ass.
Wow. Well, you're going to do it anyway, so.
Okay.
That's
a visual.
I know. Well, it takes us right back to ass eating.
back to the ass, mouth and ass.
That's what it does.
Two openings at each end, and one each end. So.
Oh, shit.
Where was I going now before you put smoke up my ass?
Well, no, I was just saying
thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to reach out to us, email us at info@hotwifepodcast.com. Hope you tell your friends about the podcast if you haven't already. Check out the free magazine we do, 50 Shades of Pleasure.
Oh yeah.
And again, if you go to either hotwifedonnalyn.com.
You can see everything.
What she's doing. There's links to almost everything there. There's also the free magazine, the 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's a swinger magazine we put together. The new one's coming out the 1st of May.
Wow.
Going to have some new little features to it. It's going to hopefully, you know,
kick it up a notch.
Make it a little more fun to watch and read, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. There's a hint there, to watch part. Now, it's not a magazine that's going to have, you know, it doesn't have porn in it. It's got adult content as far as articles and what have you about swinging, but you know, you're not going to find, you know, there's a nude picture of you in there.
Month,
yeah.
But it's not like derogatory or anything. It's artistic.
There's no penetration.
No. Trying to keep it a little classy.
It's one of my fine art pictures of you. So, so hopefully you enjoy that. And if you want to contribute to it, we'd love to have that. Again, that's info@50shadesofpleasure.com, or you can email me at info at Hotwife Podcast. So, we heard from Marie.
Oh,
and yeah, she had fun on the show, and she wants to come back and join us for another show. We're looking forward to that.
Oh wow! So, okay, very cool.
The same as we have started another podcast, because we have nothing to do.
We have all this free time. I don't get it.
Yeah, since we have some influx of content creators and whatever, and the podcast is called Confessions of the Flesh, and it is geared more towards the adult entertainment world. So if you have interest in hearing that, check that out. We're posting some of them on here, but if you go to confessionsoftheflesh.com, you can see those. There's a link on the Hot Wife Podcast site too. So,
good.
Got that out of the way.
Ooh, that's a lot. You need a drink.
Gotta take a drink.
You need a drink.
I say that all the time. The topic for tonight is there a difference between
friends with benefits and swinging?
Depends. I think you'd find people tell you there are.
Oh, there's definitely differences.
Is there?
Only because it's not so much of the activity that's being taken place, but
that's called sex.
Exactly. But it's more like the culture is different in the swinger community as opposed to just friends with benefits. Friends with benefits is like, we hang out, we're buddies, but, you know, when we want to bang, we bang. I just feel like there's a lot more in the swinging community. First of all, usually, not always, you enter in as many people do, as a couple. Friends with benefits, I think that's more singles. Like a single thing? You don't think so? You're frowning at me.
Yeah, no, I disagree with you.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's plenty of singles in the swinger world.
Yeah, there's lots.
Plenty, okay.
Mostly men. men.
Yeah, but...
But...
You know, I think the concept is exactly the same, in my opinion. It's just a label you want to put on it. So if you're single, you're a female and you're single, and you have a guy you like to have sex with, but you don't want a relationship with him, you just want to have sex, it's like, we're just friends with benefits. We get together and slap nasties and go about it. What's swinging? Basically, the friend you get together with and
have sex with. I just feel like the whole, I don't know, I feel like the in the swinger world, I feel like there's a lot more. It's more of a, this is going to sound really strange.
There's actually websites for swingers.
Yeah.
I don't know of any friends with benefits
websites.
You don't get to go contact other people. It's like, hey, you want to be my friend with
benefits? Yeah, it's more networking. I feel like there's more of a celebration of sex.
Well, it's for people who don't want the label of a swinger.
Is that bad?
I didn't say it's bad.
Oh, they just don't want that label. Yeah, friends with benefits.
Or they just don't realize they're a swinger. They're looking for a serious relationship. But in the meantime, they need to get their, you know, freak on.
Right.
So they have somebody, you know, depending on which way they go or not or whatever.
And whatever.
That's the word they want to use. You know, the difference is swingers, you can have more than one friend with benefits. Not that you can't otherwise.
Exactly.
But if you start having, if you're not calling yourself a swinger, this is my opinion for what it's worth.
Right.
If you're just a single person and you don't want the label swinger, but you have multiple friends with benefits, you're kind of a swinger.
There's also, I just feel like the whole mentality is different between friends with benefits and swingers, because there's a lot more of a culture aspect of, because there is a website. There's more network.
I use the terminology. It's more of a club.
Yeah, it's more of a club.
Yeah.
It's a culture. That's what I meant. I could argue
that. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, there's no website that I'm aware of for Friends with Benefits.
Exactly.
It's called Swingers.
It's called Swingers.
So, you know, there's people we know or have met in the past that, you know, my spouse is ill or has something wrong and they can't have sex, but he allows me to have a friend with benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's swinging.
Right.
But you might only have one swinging friend.
Right.
You can call it friend with benefits.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, I can see that.
But with swinging, you can sit there and still only have one playmate.
Right.
Or you could have as many
as you want.
Can fit in the bedroom. I don't know. Or in the side yard or whatever. I mean, you know, depends what kind of party you're throwing.
But I think with swingers, there's a lot more social interaction that you can have because there's the meet and greets and parties and this and that. Oh,
yeah.
So,
well, if you have a meet and greet or a party for a friend with benefit, it's just you guys going to lunch.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. It's the same. That's what I was getting at. So there's a lot more interaction. There's a lot more. Mm-hmm. You can be more submersed in the swinger lifestyle with all kinds of things rather than just one friend with benefits.
Like I said, I think it's if you're doing it as a temporary thing, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm looking for
whatever
my soulmate.
Right.
You know, because again, I'm not trying to be specific to any gender or sexual preference. But you're looking for a soulmate. So this is just someone to get you through those I need to release stress moments.
Okay, I could see that.
Well, a friend of mine who's going to be here the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, the girl I used to photograph and stuff like
that. Okay.
Her, I can't call them husband, they're married, but they're living together and they have a child now.
Mm-hmm.
They were friends with benefits, and it wasn't even that serious a friend with benefits.
No, it wasn't.
He always had a crush on her and everything else and wanted to, he wanted a relationship, and she's like, no. But, you know, she would go a few weeks with no boyfriend or get drunk and just fuck him anyway. And one time, happened, the swimmers made it all the way for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're
a couple.
Yeah, and they seem happy. I haven't talked to her in person in over 3 years.
Yeah, but that was one that absolutely started out as friends with benefits, and
yeah,
I don't know where it's going now. They're in some kind of relationship. So
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, they seem happy. Like I said, I'll know in a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. But. And, you know, I mean, I think if you have someone that you're having sex with on a regular basis, that you're not in a relationship, I think over time you can build up feelings mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah, because you start doing more things together and then, it's also, slap nasty, so.
Well, if you don't have someone in your life filling that romantic need and you're just mm-hmm. using this person, you obviously have a bond of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, again, this is not true in all cases. I don't need any emails like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We already said that in the disclaimer, I think.
Yeah, we already said Vince doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I had a friend with benefits. My high school, my closest friend, he ended up turning gay, but that's a whole other story.
What's that tell you?
I know. That's why I said
myself admiring a certain
thing. I had sex with Donna, now I just want men.
after 20 years of marriage to you, I'm just letting you know there's things that just don't seem right.
Do you have friends with benefits?
Gifts. They're not benefits. They're gifts. Swallow, bitch.
Oh, God damn. You always do that when I'm swallowing. But anyway.
It's not a benefit. It's a gift. It's a treasure.
A treasure. It's buried deep.
Magical. On good nights, it goes deep, yes. It gets to the bottom of things.
You're so not right. But yeah, my friend from high school, we partied together. We had classes together. We hung out together.
Dicks together.
I don't, no, I had sex with him. I don't think I ever had a threesome with him and his boyfriend. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. I wonder if we did a threesome. We might have.
I don't know. Yes. I wasn't there.
Yes, we did suck dicks together. I forgot all about that. I remember
there's
that.
There's a flashback.
I was like, wait a minute. Oh, stop. Well, it wasn't that in depth. It was like two of us on my friend trying to get him off, and we were like jerking him off. I didn't suck on him or anything. At least not that time.
Whatever.
I don't know. I was young. I was very, very young.
I'm not your first.
Well, you can't be first, but you could be next.
Yeah. You took the ticket machine down. No more serving number.
No more serving number. They don't go that high. Is that what you're trying to say?
You always tell me the number, the wheel with the numbers on it ran out.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
No, it's just another, maybe, is that, should we consider Friends with Benefits the introduction to swinging?
Maybe, because it just seems like it's missing some really cool things that you can get from being in a swinger community. There's more, you know, just more social activities, sexual and non-sexual, you know, the parties.
Okay, so
and
here's a question for you.
Okay.
So if you were in a vanilla relationship, but you had a friend with benefits.
Okay.
Now the friend with benefits has a magical cock.
Okay.
Okay, maybe nipple rings. Maybe. There's an inside joke there. We can't share.
Maybe
it with
nipple
you.
Rings.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but you get into a relationship with somebody else, and you really care for somebody else.
Right.
And they're okay in bed. You know, Mr. Nipple Rings.
He just does it.
He just fucking rocks your fucking world.
Okay.
Do you ditch Mr. Nipple Rings or do you keep him on the side as just a friend with benefits? No relationship. We just get together, slab nasties.
Oh, if he's...
What would you do? I'm not telling people. This is not advice for people if you're in that situation. What to do?
I'm asking
Donna Lynn. If you were in that situation.
Oh, if he's that much fun to fuck, then keep him on the side. What the hell?
But, and you can't tell your, but you're, and you wouldn't be afraid of losing this person that you're in love with.
Oh,
but
see,
he doesn't rock the world.
What, oh my God. Now you're talking about the whole vanilla thing that, ugh. Vanilla's rough. I guess if I was in a vanilla relationship, I wouldn't have something on the side.
Okay.
I would probably want something on the side, but I would probably not want to risk my relationship because, you know, like we said before, sex is only a small facet of everything else. You know, somebody might rock your world sexually, but they might be a total douchebag socially. So
why are you looking at me so intently? When
I'm
you
sorry,
said
I'll look the other way.
You said
total
douchebag, your eyes rounded out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because they rock your world, and how long is that going to last? How long can you ride that wave of sexual elation before it comes crashing down and then you have nothing? It's like, wow, the orgasm just wasn't like it was, you know, the last time.
Oh, sure.
I'm not getting that oomph. But then you have to rely on, oh my God, we have to have conversation. This guy can't even string two words together. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Okay.
I think I'd have to, as much as I would be excited for Mr. Nipple Rings for whatever reason. But I don't think I could. You'd lose a lot if you did that. You would lose something very special. So
sure. Well, like you were saying, we've talked about in the past is, you know, in all honesty, unfortunately, we spend more time together outside the bedroom than we do inside the bedroom. So, you know, basing a relationship just on a magical orgasm.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the most you could hope for is talk your partner into swinging.
That sometimes goes over like a lead balloon.
You know, honey, do you know what would be really hot? You watching me get fucked by this guy.
That would be so hot.
That's not what I was thinking, dear. I was kind of thinking about your girlfriend coming over and the two of you. No. It would be a lot hotter if this guy came over and fucked me in front of you. No.
Yeah, you definitely would have to sweeten the pot and be like, well, you know, so and so thinks you're, you know, hot or whatever. Why don't the two of us tag team you? Then see where, yeah, he'll be like, oh, two women, okay. I mean, and then maybe branch from there.
Yeah, and then, okay, so you're in a vanilla relationship and you have a friend with a benefit on the side without the husband's knowledge. I mean, this is now cheating, or boyfriend.
Yeah, it is cheating.
Does that make it hotter?
Sometimes it does. You talked about that before. Yeah, no, just how cheating is like a fetish.
Yeah.
It is hot.
And how swinging kind of takes it away. Cheaters don't, swingers don't cheat.
Yeah. Well, they can if they don't have the, you know, like we have an agreement between us. If they go outside the agreement, then yes, it becomes cheating.
Sure.
Or those guys that love to say, oh, my wife lets me, quote, swing alone.
Yeah, she's not interested in sex. She told me I can go do what I want to do.
Yeah.
By that, she actually meant go out in the workshop and
build
some furniture. I'm playing with a different kind of chest.
Yeah. Got a different kind of woody.
I'm screwing something else.
There you go. Yeah, that's cheating, and I don't condone that.
No.
It's just ugly.
It's not right.
It is exciting. Believe me, I've been a cheater, and it's exciting, but it is ugly. know. you know. Okay. Well, that's one nice thing. It takes that whole situation off the board, which is so great.
Sure. And we've talked about that, but
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing why swingers don't generally cheat is
you don't have to,
you know.
Yeah, just be honest.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
I mean, the only way, I don't even know if that would be cheating because we're not in that situation. So if you're in a couple, like my previous marriage, okay. We were swingers. Uh-huh. The swinging was she was allowed to play with somebody, but I wasn't.
Right. Then it's not swinging.
No, it's not. And, you know, and, yeah, I wasn't allowed to. I did once with another woman in front of her, and she couldn't be in the same room.
Oh, true.
Meantime, she could, you know, bring over the whole team.
Right, exactly.
Sound familiar?
yeah, but I let you do what you want to do, too.
Yeah. So.
Come on, girls. I had the team, but you have the cheerleaders.
Yeah. Yes, I do. You get the team and the cheerleaders. Wait a minute.
Sorry. My door swings. I'm a real swinger. My door swings both ways. See, if your door swang both ways, you'd get more too.
Glad to say I have a porthole. That only opens one way, it's airtight the other.
It's
not a bunghole, it's a porthole.
It's those doors that have those wheels on them and submarines. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Porthole, yeah. It's fucking airtight.
Water.
It only opens one way when it's unlocked.
Is that what you're trying to say? Your bunghole
is... God installed it the proper way.
Thank God. Yeah, installed it the other way.
If it only locked in the open position, I'd be...
You'd be in trouble.
I don't know. Maybe I would enjoy it. I don't know. But I don't, so I wouldn't.
Your ass.
No. So, like I said, I just think that, you know, friends with benefit is just it's the first stepping stone to swinging.
It's a gateway.
Yeah.
It's like a gateway drug.
But I see a lot of people on the swinger sites that are new onto the site, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, whether it be male or female, they actually list in their profile, you know, they're actually looking to find a significant other.
Again.
And, but they might find someone and have that, they might have the interest of seeing their mate with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
or enjoying somebody else with their mate, or whatever the combination might be.
I guess it could happen. But we talked about the swinger site being like another conduit as a dating site, yeah. And it's kind of iffy because, you said, like people are there. It's like there are people that they just want sex. That's it. Don't worry about
in today's world. People, I mean, mm-hmm. I, you know, back in the day.
Right.
You know, getting sex on the first date was almost unheard of.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, no way. You know, and it's like she put on the first date. She's a slut.
Right.
You know, which was fine with me. But so, you know, again, people are a lot more adventurous. So, mm-hmm. you know, they might realize, okay, I'm going to go on a lot of first dates and I'm going to get laid a lot. And especially if it's a woman. So, you know, single men might put a thing up for that and swing, bada, 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 swing, whew, miss, whew, miss, you know.
Yeah, that definitely could happen for sure.
Yeah, they're not getting the
attention that the single women
and again,
get.
The same thing keeps going on. We get guys who contact us through the swinger site and like, oh, I'll fuck your wife. Oh, hey, man, how about we get together and see where it goes? Like, how about you be polite? How about you say, hi, my name is whatever.
And right,
like,
exactly.
You know, you two seem like you have an interesting profile, blah, blah, blah. No, you got to be an asshole, then you get blocked, you know.
Just makes it easier on us.
There's one guy who just contacted us from a little ways away. I mean, like about an hour away from us.
Right.
And, you know, his profile picture, he's an older gentleman. He's a little older than us.
Uh-huh.
He's sitting in a badly lit room with like a brick wall behind him. His shoulders are up and he's got glasses. He's kind of looks like a troll.
Oh, he's yeah.
Like, we should talk about getting together. It's like, no, we shouldn't. We could talk about not getting together.
You know, presentation, I don't want to go off on this tangent, but it is very important for all kinds of social media mm-hmm. aspects, even in the swinger profiles. What you portray on your profile is going to dictate what kind of attention or not you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, put your best foot forward, look your best, sit upright, make sure you're properly lit. I mean, and for God's sake, save the dick pics for later. You know, I just love...
Let someone ask you for them.
Exactly.
Do yourself
exactly.
a favor, yeah. Let someone ask you for them.
You know, I don't mind if they're like tucked in there once in a while, but if that's what you get, it's like, well, what about the rest of you? So that's all you are? You're just a dick and balls? Do you have a...
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have a head? Do you have a body? Come on.
Yeah, there's a head atop my dick.
Head atop my dick.
Between my dick, head, and the balls is the body.
Is the... There you go. Oh, my God.
I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. And, yeah, like that guy, I didn't... You didn't even show me his picture, or
no,
did you?
Okay. There's nothing to see.
It's like, what?
And from my point of view, mm-hmm. and we've talked about this, when I'm screening guys that we may or may not meet,
right,
or you may or may not play with, it's got to be something that's going to be remotely attractive to me in the sense of like I want to see it.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's not one of them.
Yeah, that's I get it. I understand that.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way, we have.
Yeah, I'm sure the guy could be a great guy. I'm not, you know. I'm just like, it's like, dude, you know, you know what? They become more attractive, not in a sexual way to me, but like if he's like, hi, my name is whatever.
Yeah, if you're
and
really
it's just like, oh my God, I would love to meet you two. You guys seem like a nice couple. Your profile was interesting, whatever. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
obviously.
You know. But don't just assume because we're on a swinger site, we're going to meet.
We have to get together.
Oh, you're going to want to fuck me.
I know.
Okay, I'll fuck you. Bye.
But in all honesty.
I'm fucking you over.
Well, in all honesty, you have pointed out a playmate. We looked at his picture, and I was like, oh, I don't know. This is not good. And you invited him over anyway, and he's been a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. you can't always go by.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't judge a book by the cover,
well,
if I can use that cliche.
I had a lot of conversations with him. When he contacted us, he was very polite, very gentlemanlike.
Right.
So I just kept feeling him out, and, you know, he's like, okay,
he needs better profile pictures.
Well,
again.
Well, weather's breaking. We'll get him over here.
Yeah, we'll get him
something.
Over here. He contacted me every once in a while. I was like, hey, what's going on?
I know he contacted me at 6:30 the other morning.
He didn't even contact me.
It's like, dude.
Oh, yeah,
you might
actually
be at work.
He did.
I'm waking the fuck up.
Yeah,
I didn't
6 o'clock.
Coffee yet. Don't even fucking say good morning to me.
Oh, grumpy are we?
Before I get my coffee, yeah.
Yeah,
I wake up,
too.
I realize I'm married, I have kids.
Oh, it's like it wasn't a dream. God, like, this is like, terrible. Kill
God,
me
my
now.
Back hurts.
Kill
my
me now.
Neck hurts. I have no caffeine in my system. What's there to be happy about?
That's right. Everything's a pain.
There's not a set of lips on my cock.
It's terrible.
What am I to be happy about?
Give me one thing.
I got dogs crying. They want to go out.
I got a wife
complaining as she gets out of bed. It's like, oh, where's my happiness?
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
No, you don't, because you're part of the problem.
How am I part of the problem?
You're not part of the solution.
I'm part of the problem. Okay. Here so. I am loving and kind to you.
Shit. Don't get me started.
I do the best I can.
This will be a fucking full length podcast. Hey, so Saturday, today is the show. This show will be airing Thursday.
Okay.
This Saturday, we're going to go down. I'm videotaping Jennifer.
Oh, that's right.
She's going to be doing.
I have to work 12 hours. That's not fair.
She's going to do a little gangbang.
How many guys?
Three guys. Three black guys.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
I knew we were talking about this because you're talking to her husband like the other night.
Well, let me put it this way. In the true fashion of how things always work.
Right.
She's going to be, they have three guys that are supposed to show up.
That's number one.
So we'll see how many guys show up.
Exactly.
Even her husband said to me the other day, he's like, hey, you know, it's supposed to be three guys. It could just be the one guy. It could be nobody.
Yep.
If it's nobody, the four of us are going out to, you know, have drinks. I said, sure.
Three of you. I'm working.
No, I told you I'm going to take you to work and then pick you up and take you down with me.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You did say that. I thought it was going to be too late. That's why I was like.
You get done work at 7. They're supposed to meet at 8.
Okay.
So if I pick you up at 7.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Hop on the turnpike.
Okay. I'm all about that.
At 90 miles an hour, we're there.
A mere 90 miles an hour, and that's fine. Cool. I thought that was happening like while I was still at work. I wouldn't be able to go because I was working.
It's 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so we'll get to.
Good. Okay, cool.
I mean, yeah.
Well, we know how it is with guys that show up because we're supposed to have a playmate on Sunday, and I talked to him on Thursday, gave him the address, and I figured, okay, Friday he'll probably, you know, chit-chat with me. Saturday is a bad day for me because I'm working. But sometimes with a new playmate, I'll chit-chat with him. Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm excited to see you. You know, see what they're into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Silence. I'm talking crickets. And Sunday came. I'm looking. I'm like, no email, no text message, no nothing.
Yeah.
The whole day, nothing. Finally today.
Yep.
Oh, hey, I had a family emergency. I was like,
that was Sunday.
Today's
fucking Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
You had no time to send a two-minute text between 30, Sunday and
3-second text.
Today.
Hey, family emergency. I'll talk to you later. That's it. Three words. I get it. You're busy. You're driving. I was like, I just haven't responded yet. I don't know. I don't know what the proper protocol would be.
Ignore him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not to mention he's so far away. That has a lot to in play for, I feel like, as a swinger, it seems like if the guys are all horned up, they want to do it like that night. And they're 7 hours away. They're like, I'll be there. I'm going to get in my car right now. I'm going to
candy at the cash register.
Yes.
It's impulse buy.
Yep. So I have a lot more fun with guys that are more local because first of all, they don't have to travel more than 10 minutes and they can be here.
And
then 3 minutes later, they can go home.
Some of them.
It's not 3 minutes. Some of them, they've been pent up for a while.
Four. On a good day, 6.
Hey, they find me very, very exciting. It's not my fault. I am there. I am the siren.
They don't know you.
They just touch me.
They don't do a podcast. they
can't help it.
They don't see this pasty white leg.
God, this will turn off anybody. But, yeah, so shut up. I have more fun with the guys that are more local.
See you when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, dear God. Nobody wants to see that.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
It's not pretty. I'm better looking from when I wake up to the end of the day. Just like, I age great.
Yes, hon, you are just stunning.
Thank you. About time you said it.
It is about time. All right. Have we, like, beat this dead horse or what?
Sure. So anyway, want to thank everybody. Oh, we never said about Spunk Lube.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me? My brain must be
mush.
All right,
well, this is going to be a two-hour show. We're going to get into... That's the next show, is What's Wrong with Donna Lynn?
Oh, my God. I don't think we have a show.
Make sure you have some... You go to the bathroom before that podcast.
Get your popcorn.
Get something to drink. Maybe you want to pack a lunch. It's going to be a long podcast. What's wrong with Donna Lynn? Oh, my God. We're going to bring in witnesses.
I think we need to do it alphabetically.
Jesus Christ. There's not enough letters in the alphabet. We're going to get into numbers.
It'll be AABB. There's so many things wrong.
So, if you need a lube, non-sticky, great lubricant. Kind of looks like cum. It's kind of cool. Yeah. Spunklube.com. Get to the checkout. Punch in Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code. You'll get 10% off your order. I'm going to be coordinating to do a show with Jeff, the owner of Spunk Lube, for the Confessions of the Flesh podcast. So keep an eye open for that one.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, we're also going to coordinate.
When did this happen?
I just thought of it. Going to be coordinating because he'll do one.
Oh, yeah. Heck
and
yeah.
We're going to be doing one with a gentleman named Big Max.
Oh, you got to get him on.
Played with him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Slight Caribbean accent. Great guy. He's a producer. That'd also be on Confessions of the Flesh. So.
Big Schwantz.
No, they called him Big Max because he has a high IQ.
No, because he does, his nose. He's got big feet.
You never looked up to see he had a face.
Well, it was like a tree branch, you know? There was like a shadow across me.
Fucking sundial dick. Anyway. So anyway, I want to thank you all for listening. And again, reach out to us. Info@hotwifepodcast.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night.